Blog Talk Radio.
Smile, though your heart is aching. Smile, even though it's breaking. When there are clouds in the sky, you'll get by if you just smile. Can you smile through your fear and sorrow? Just know that there'll be tomorrow. Have you ever watched kids on a merry-go-round or listened to the sound of rain slapping the ground? Ever follow a butterfly's erratic flight or gazed at the sun into the fading light? Oh, you're so down. Don't dance so fast. Time is short. The music won't last. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. And it's with a heavy heart that I'm dedicating this show to Lee Puttrick and Tom Puttrick. Lee Puttrick was the grand dam of home-based businesses. She did find the simple path to wealth. And Lee was the one who introduced me to Tom, her son, in 2002. And I said to Lee, I wrote a journal, my trip to Africa, the adventures. And I'd love to see it become a book. And she said, oh, you have to meet Tommy. And I met Tom. And we collaborated for months on the book. And it was published in 2003. The Heart of the Lion. A Chicago broadcast journalist is obsessed with making a pilgrimage across the Serengeti to solve the mystery behind a golden amulet given to her father during World War II. The spirit reincarnate unites with one of God's chosen creatures. Worlds apart, they become one in the land of Africa. A mystical romantic story embracing the spiritual and personal growth of two people desperately searching for the true meaning of life. A fascinating component is that while the story is fiction, there are some segments that are true. Do you run each day on the fly? When you ask, how are you, do you hear the reply? When the day is done, do you lie in your bed with the next 100 chores running through your head? You better slow down. Don't dance so fast. Time is short. Oh, the music won't last. I met Lee Puttrick, oh, I think 25 years ago, and she had her own home-based business, and it was the Shackley products. She was so convincing, and she told me her story. It's in the book Choices, and I'm going to read you segments of it. We had a fun relationship. And it was the type of relationship that we could bear our soul with each other. And we knew that it wouldn't go any further. Lee passed away last July, 2013. And my heart was broken. But then I had Tom that I could live vicariously through him and keep his mother's legacy alive. But you know, I could sense, almost like I have a sixth sense, I could sense that Tom was truly grieving the passing of his mom. And even though we all tried to take her place, you can't take the place of a mom. And he truly loved her, and she loved him. So we collaborated on The Heart of the Lion, and it came to fruition in 2003. You could get the book at Ex Libris, but if you want it through me, you could email kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. You won't be able to put the book down, and all we talked about was there's going to be a sequel. In the meantime, we kept his mother's legacy alive and her spirit, and I could just see her smiling. And then he wrote The Second Coming, The Second Coming of Christ. And he would get his chapters while he was in a trance, sleeping. So we had to put The Heart of the Lion on the back burner, because there is a company, Little Studio in California, that's very, very interested in promoting the book to be a movie. Do you get gut feelings? Do you get the feeling that something is wrong and you think, oh, no. When I get my gut feelings, I'm never wrong. Oh, it was about September 18th and 19th, I called Tommy. And I said, Tom, of pure intent, I haven't heard from you. Why aren't you returning my phone calls? And he would usually return them the next day, but within a decent time span. And I still wasn't getting any phone messages from him. On the 22nd, which was his birthday, I didn't realize that, but I called him, and the Silver Fox heard me say, look, Tom, if I don't hear from you in 24 hours, I'm calling the police in your area, and I'm going to have them check you. I'm going to find out if you're okay, because you live alone with your kitty cat. Huh. Still didn't hear anything. And I'll tell you what I'm really sad about. If I had not logged on to Facebook, which is not my favorite social media, but I do it, and there was an article, my heart is heavy. I just lost my youngest brother, Tom Puttrick, on his birthday, September 22nd, and he was 54 years old. Now, his brothers knew me. They knew about me. Because Steve is a brilliant artist. He did the cover of The Second Coming. He did the cover of The Heart of the Lion. And Bonnie, his wife, did the cover of The Elixir of Youth. They did not extend me the phone call? You know, I couldn't believe it. I thought, this must be a mirage. No, this can't be true. This cannot be true. It can't be true. But it is. Tom was always very reluctant to meet with me. Over the years, I would say, let's go out and let's meet, let's have lunch and rehash our ideas, because he said, you know, Kathy, there'll be a time in the near future, in your lifetime, Kath, and we'd laugh about it, and we're going to get property. There are going to be two big houses on it, one for you and one for me. And at a given time, we'll meet and all we'll do, given time during the day, all we'll do is write to our heart's content, because we fed off of each other's ideas. And then I said, Tommy, good, because we're going to do the Forbidden Red Hill. You will love it. I said, Tommy, when my last phone call with him, your doorbell just rang. What are you having? Pizza. He loved to eat. I said, you don't need the pizza. What's your weight? 300 pounds. Not so. 500 plus. That's what his brother told me. Now I know why he was reluctant to meet with me. He didn't want me to know just how much he weighed. So in memoriam, I lost my best friend. Tom, how could you do this to me? You know our conversations. We bared our soul, and I know everything about his family, and he knows everything about my life and my family. Now, who do I have? Who do I have? And today, September 25th, there's a memoriam at the Lawrence Funeral Home. I can't go. I can't. I can't believe that he's gone. I just can't believe it. But I knew that once he made the transition, that Mom would be there waiting for him. Now, I'm expecting you two little earth angels that have made their way to heaven to guide me in all of my decisions, to be there, to be the light and the love in my life. You better slow down. Don't dance so fast. Time is short. The music won't last. Have you ever lost touch of anyone? Let a good friendship die because you never had time to call and say hi? Perhaps this show will be an eye-opener for you. When you worry and hurry through your day, it's like an unopened gift thrown away. Life is not a race. Do take it slower. Hear the music before the song is over. You better slow down. Don't dance so fast. Time is short. The music won't last. Can you hear the music before it's all over? You better slow down. Time is short. The music won't last. Oh, the simple path to wealth, home-based business. The American dream, the wave is unrelenting. The job market is driving many older workers trying to make a go of it, stay-at-home moms. Why a home-based business? Huh. It's a call to action. It's an investment in you. More and more older workers are finding it impossible to find even part-time and temporary jobs. So they took the plunge. They started their own home-based business. You see, there's no more job security in working for someone else. Now's the time to control your financial destiny. But you got to let go of the ego. Get the book Choices, page 49. Awe-inspiring choices revealed by successful entrepreneurs, introduced by Kathy Watson. Lee Patrick, she wanted to leave this chapter, her legacy, to her kids. I'm adopted and special, we choose you. I quit. Powerful statement. Enjoy the journey of a remarkable woman who's been taking quantum leaps all of her life. Lee Patrick, a role model of optimism and hope, who never wavered from her determination to choose a career of becoming an entrepreneur over corporate America. The year 1973, Lee decided she had enough of corporate linear conduct. She knew it was time to quit her position at Bell and Howell, but her story first. Oh, she was adopted when she was a month old. And she remembered her adoptive parents telling me they chose me because of my big blue eyes and big mouth. Right before she started school, her parents sat her down at the kitchen table. They felt it was time to explain to me that I was adopted. I remember we were having a cup of tea to this day. I tear up at the memory. My parents very gently told me I was adopted and explained being adopted meant I was special because they chose me. I needed to know because the nuns who would see I'd been baptized at Holy Name Cathedral, where babies who are Catholic orphanages were baptized so young, I just sat there and cried. But let me tell you, Kathy, I took being adopted so special to the heights of grandeur that I could hardly wait to share being adopted and special with my friends at school. I'm so passionate about sharing this with my schoolmates so that my schoolmates would go home crying to their parents because they weren't adopted. I was a little girl. My intention was not to make them feel bad. I just wanted them to know, yes, I am special. So let's fast forward. Do you believe in fate and destiny? I do. While pouring myself into my career, I couldn't help but notice the general control accountant, Jack Puttridge. By that time, she divorced. They dated for about a year, then married in 1960. And Jack welcomed Michael, my son, from a previous marriage. And then, hello, Stephen, and then Tom. The family is complete. After years of temporary employment, I was offered a position at Bell and Howell. I entered corporate America, but you know, it just didn't feel right. In 1978, I made a conscious business decision. I wanted to have my own home-based business. I became a Shackley distributor. Time to go in. Tired of making all of the guys look good. I was working 8 hours, 9 to 5 for someone else. And at the time of my last review, I was giving a 14% increase when 4% was norm. I marched into the office of the vice president of marketing and said, "Thank you, but I quit." "Hey," I rendered him speechless. He asked, "You like your job, don't you?" "Yes, but not that well. I want to build my own business." I held firm. I was asked to type up my resignation, and shortly after I submitted it, the president came by and called me a traitor. At that moment, I knew I made the right decision. 1983, making $30,000 a year was nothing to sneeze at, and remember, I was a woman. Now reality set in. I had to go home and tell Jack, my husband, about my decision to quit. After he recovered, he said, "Are you crazy? You'll never make that much money on your own." Hearing that, I was furious. I told him I could make more than that. He said, "Prove it," and I did. Fact. I made more money at my home-based business than I would ever make in corporate America. To date, earned 8 new cars, traveled the world, still received 4-digit commission checks from Shackley. Did I make the right decision choice? You bet I did. Because remember, my parents told me I was special. I wish you the best that life has to offer. It is your choice. But then you want to know what her formula was very quickly? She told me, she said, "Kathy, I got up every morning as though I were going to work. I go out the back door, walk around as though I were going to the garage for my car. I'd walk around to the front, walk up the stairs, walk in, put my purse down, and go into my office. I was dressed professionally. Not in my jammies. And I would hit that telephone. I was unrelenting. Because you see, when you're 3 inches from gold, that's when you usually stop. But I wouldn't. I said, Lee, how many times a day did you want to quit? Oh, about 10. But she persevered. And she did that for 1 month to embed in her brain that she was working for herself, and she had a business plan. She knew exactly how many phone calls she was going to make. She knew exactly who she would be meeting for lunch. There is no job security in corporate America. Home-based businesses change, literally, change lives for real people with real results. But you have to persevere. You're the one that has to say yes. And you want to know what else? You could engage your family. Teach your children, everyone. Make it a family affair. And everyone truly gets so excited about that. Get the book Choices from Author House and read Lee's story. You would contact me, Kathy Watsa, kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. You could tell me your story. You could write to me at Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois, 60195. Log on to my site, simplyageless.net, kathywatsonspeaks.com. Click on all of the buttons. The Elixir, Choices, The Heart of the Lion, and Google The Second Coming, and you'll be able to read excerpts from that. And hold the good thought. All of us together, just close your eyes and see it coming to fruition. And Tom, you and Lee, you may not be there in body, but I know that you'll be there in spirit when we get over the shock and realize that we have to move forward. We're going to try to keep smiling, but darling, we're so devastated. So devastated. In 1984, I took the trip to Africa. Felicia Philippe, my mother's main name was Philippe, a Chicago broadcast journalist, makes a pilgrimage across the Serengeti Plain to uncover the mystery behind a golden amulet given to her father during World War II. Nightmares caused her to wonder why this precious artifact meant so much to her father. Her life takes on a new meaning after she meets Rick Taylor, her guide for this incredible journey. Taylor's natural ability and vast experience allows them to safely traverse the Serengeti on their way to their ultimate destination, Mount Kilimanjaro, the Z-Mother Mountain. Their help consists of two strong and ever-present forces, an old lion that befriended Taylor since early childhood, and the amulet, which possesses a rare and wonderful power. Its magical energy controls the destiny of Felicia and Rick. The reader will travel through some of the most beautiful and picturesque landscapes in all of Africa. Enjoy the story. Where do I begin? So many have had a dramatic life on my... I want to begin to acknowledge that had a dramatic effect on my life. I'm going to begin with my ancestors. You know, did you ever wonder, but in the chain of command, there was that special gene, adventuresome and visionary, that was passed on to me. I thank you for that. I'm convinced that some things you cannot question. I was destined to go to Africa in 1984, Kenya, Nairobi, Samburu, Kikora, Kiliguni, Amboseli, and the mighty K, the Mount Kilimanjaro. The trip to Africa was inexplicable, wonderful, and exciting. To sum it up, for my first out-of-this-world experience, I'm so glad I had all of you to share it with. And I'm so glad that Lee put me in touch with Tom, because he was definitely given the gift of expressive, vivid writing. And his acknowledgments to his family, his parents, Letitia and John, aunts and uncles, brothers, friends, to Jan, to Melissa, to Cleo, to Kathy, what can I say? You truly are an incredible woman. And then there's a foreword, Stroll Down Memory Lane. Tom was a unique human being. By the way, he had visions. He was witness to various ghostly sightings in his life. And he often wondered whether you can communicate beyond this world. He was skeptical. He was always an avid reader and decided the best way to come to terms with my lingering skepticism was to write about my experience in the spiritual realm. He said, "You know, Kathy, I believe we're placed on this earth to learn, to grow spiritually, and to fulfill our destiny. I base the story you're about to read on this premise. When we die, our energy transfers into another entity. This energy, many believe, is transferred into human beings or other earthly inhabitants. Reincarnation. When the courageous spirit of a soldier fighting for his country gets snuffed out in an instant, I believe his or her spirit moves on to another dimension. The Heart of the Lion is a story about a man who lived and died defending his own land from the evils that existed in our world. Respected for his bravery and honor, his spirit unites with one of God's chosen creatures. Worlds apart, they become one in the land of Africa." Tom had been writing for over 20 years, a firm believer in the supernatural. His own experiences have given him the ability to see that there are many mystical forces controlling our destiny. It is this belief that allows him to successfully journey into a world beyond our imagination. And Kathy, an internationally known lecturer, developer of Angels for Life, host of radio and TV shows, The Heart of the Lion, is Kathy's first collaboration with Tom Puttrick. It's available at Ex Libris, but I wanted to share the story of two incredible human beings that left way too soon. There was so much that I could learn from Lee, and there was so much that Tom and I had planned for. And after we'd have our conversations, we were just inspired to never let go of that dream that we knew that once we got through all of the abyss, we would be standing on the mountain. Tom, it's going to happen. I won't let go of your dream, and you're not going to either. And both of you, I miss you in light and love. Au revoir.